Welcome to the Voice of Women podcast, with the purpose to empower women and disrupt the gender gap. I am your host, Priya Kandula. The Voice of Women podcast is an empowering series for women that provides you with the tools and mindset to overcome obstacles on your journey to success. Hi, I'm Priya Kandula, Director at Codeforce 360 and Leadership Coach for Women in Technology. Today, I want to explore, do women really say sorry too often? And will it help our careers if we stop? There was a time in my life when I said sorry for everything. Sorry to interrupt you. Sorry I'm late. Sorry I couldn't take your call. Sorry I couldn't get back to you earlier. You get the idea. Don't we all have the tendency to say sorry throughout the day, even when not necessary? And do you find yourself saying sorry all the time? Is there a line between apologizing and over-apologizing? This stereotype that women apologize more readily than men, is it true? There is no easy yes or no answer to that. There was a study conducted by Karina Schumann from the University of Waterloo, Canada in 2011. And that study showed something very interesting. One, that there was no gender difference in the proportion of offenses that prompted apologies, which was about 81% of the time for both genders. And two, women tend to apologize more often than men because they have a lower threshold of what they might consider to be offensive than men. A gender difference in the frequency of apologizing is caused by a difference in judgment. Dr. Tara Swart, a neuroscientist, medical doctor, and author of the bestseller, The Source, says this: apologizing when we have done something wrong is a real strength, but compulsive apologizing presents as a weakness at work and in personal relationships. Women may want to consider how often they apologize, constantly saying things like, sorry, I didn't respond to your text message, or sorry, I didn't get back to you earlier, may reinforce the notion that you've done something wrong. So here are some tips to kick this apologizing habit and take our power back. One is to practice self-awareness. Start noticing how many times in a day you're saying sorry and apologizing for. Now that you've become aware of it, you will actually be surprised at the number of times we say it in a day or a week. Also start noticing for the things that you know you're saying sorry for. Two is, now that you know you've become aware of what you're saying sorry for, let's change your vocabulary. Use words and phrases like please, thank you, excuse me, unfortunately I can't, etc. Here are a few examples of how we can replace thank you with sorry. And we all say this all the time. I'm sorry I'm late. Instead of saying that, let's shift to saying thank you for waiting for me. And instead of saying sorry to complain, say we may say thank you for listening. When you have something to share, instead of saying sorry to interrupt, you could say, I'd like to add, I have an idea, or I'd like to expand on that. When it comes to email, phrases like thank you for catching that, or I appreciate you bringing this to my attention may be used. You should also try the Just Not Sorry Gmail plugin, in which words are identified that undermine your message. They could be words like just, I think, I'm no expert, etc. And five, be direct in your communication, straightforward and clear. Lastly, six, accountability always helps. Have a friend or a partner alert you each time you say sorry when not necessary. It's not that one way of thinking is right or wrong. It's just different. But overall, minimizing the word sorry from our everyday lives makes us sound and feel more confident. So let's toss the sorry out when not necessary. In conclusion, I want to say sorry, but not sorry. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this video. If you found value from it, please share it with other women so we can empower each other. Thank you and have a great day. I am truly grateful to you for taking the time to listen, learn, and share today. Please do share it with your friends and family if you got any value from it. Stay tuned for more stories, insights, and tools to empower each other. Let's break the glass ceiling together.